It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
There she is. There's a lot of pressure on me today, Kelly. I just wanted to, out the gate, say that I'm already feeling a little bit of pressure today to perform. And it has nothing to do with this radio show.
Okay. What does it have to do with?
You know, maybe it should.
It should a little.
Yeah, maybe it should. You know,
it
obviously
should be a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure to perform, to, you know, make great radio, to make you laugh, make, you know, some good memories here on the show. But no, my pressure is I am now on. I am now without a streak on Wordle, and so I lost yesterday, and so my real pressure is coming out the gate and getting a win today. You see, I do like to get my brain active before the show starts by trying Wordle, you know, in, you know, the several minutes before the show starts, you know. I just you know, kind of get the brain juices going, you know.
Yeah.
And I tried, it was my first attempt since yesterday's loss, and I was like, all right, well, I'll just out the gate. And so, again, got all gray boxes with the first word I tried. And I'm like, man, I turned it off, and I'm like, I'm going to have to give this some real thought, because if I lose twice in a row, I don't know if there's any coming back from it. I don't know if anybody listening has lost twice in a row on Wordle. Have you even played once?
No.
Man, you need to, your son's even on it, isn't he?
I am irritated every time you bring it up.
I know.
Because I cannot participate in the conversation, and I'm not, like, not ever. No, because listen, I don't need to feel stupid first thing in the morning by getting defeated by a silly word game. I'm not going to do it.
No,
I'm not going to do it.
Kelly, you're looking at it with a pessimistic point of view. It's a...
Yes, no, I know my brain, and I will not be able to, and then it'll frustrate me all day long. I don't need to start my day with that level of frustration. My brain doesn't operate like that.
No, it's a way to get your brain juices rolling.
Yeah, I don't need my brain juices. Hunter's with me. He's like, I'm on Team Kelly. Nope.
Well, maybe Hunter needs his brain juices going, too.
No,
we don't
need our brain juices, like, getting stirred up by Wordle.
Listen, I'm just saying there's a lot of pressure on me today. There's a lot of performance anxiety I have, and it's over the game Wordle.
Such a problem.
Yeah, sure am. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I got a game for you, Kelly.
Is it Wordle? Because I'm not playing.
Yeah, it's a really simple concept. All you need to do is try to guess a five-letter word, and you have 6 tries to do it. Super easy. No, this involves celebrities. You like celebrities?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I just love them.
And shopping carts.
Oh, I do like that.
All right. Both. I'm telling you what, I'm batting 100 with Kelly right now.
That's so great.
All right, so that's coming up. Give us 10 minutes.
DJX.
I thought it might be kind of fun. Play a little game with you, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to name the celebrity. You tell me whether or not you think they would return their shopping cart.
Oh, to the little shopping cart holder?
Yeah, so this is kind of just random, but BuzzFeed's been doing these kind of random quizzes, so I thought I'd throw it your direction.
And let's pass some judgment on celebrities for no apparent reason. Yes.
Right, exactly. And it's kind of a how nice do we think they are type of quiz, right? And it's one of those things where you also can tell the character of someone, I've heard, by whether or not they do that. Return the shopping cart.
By the way, you do, right? Every single time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I make my kids do it.
Okay, yes. My kids love to do it. It's like one of those, like, can I do that? And yes, you can.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with Billie Eilish.
I don't think that she pays enough attention.
So you're saying no?
Nor do I think that she shops for herself. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, well, let's assume that they're all using a shopping cart in order for this game to work, okay?
I think no. I don't. Billie Eilish does not strike me as someone that would care about doing that.
You are incorrect. 65% said yes, Billie Eilish is someone who would return their shopping cart. So,
okay.
Again, it's all opinion.
Of course, this is all stupid opinion.
You're 0 for 1. Drake.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're going to say no again?
Yeah.
You are correct. 85% say no, Drake would not.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention.
Return his shopping cart. Uh-huh. Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah.
I know nothing about him. So I'll say yes. He sounds nice.
Yeah, you would be right.
Okay, great.
68% said Timothée Chalamet would return his shopping cart.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner.
No. I'm going to just go ahead and loop. None of the Kardashians are going to do that.
Kylie Jenner, you're right. 94% said yeah. No. Kylie Jenner's not going to do it.
Uh-uh.
Would these celebrities return their shopping carts? Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Now, you're right. 87% said no. No, she wouldn't. But uh-huh. I would say 10 years ago, if you asked that
back
same
when
question,
people thought she was nice.
People would be like, yeah, of course she would.
And then people found out how mean she was.
Right. All right. Just a couple more. All right. Tom Holland.
Oh, 100%. Yes. He'd probably use, like, you know, Spidey tricks to do it, too.
I was going
to
say, he's Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, what is the matter with you? Why do you keep asking that question?
All right, yes.
You should at least be aware.
You
Spider-Man.
You are correct, yes. 97% said he would return his shopping cart.
Really, 3% thought he wouldn't?
Yeah, I guess so.
I need to have a talk with those 3%.
I'm going to give you two, all right? Kanye West and Pete Davidson.
Oh, come on, why? Why? Why do you have to keep bringing them up? I want out of the group text. I want out of it. No one both.
Kanye West, 98% said no. Yes, yeah. You're right. 65% said yes on Pete, though.
Okay.
They seem to think Pete's a little bit nicer than Kanye, so.
Okay.
Anyways, last one. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, 1,000% yes. If there is one person that says no, they're an idiot.
Keanu Reeves, yes. 90% yes. Said he would return
really?
His shopping cart. I'm, like you, 100% certain Keanu would return his shopping cart.
Yes, and then he would also look for others in the parking lot and take those back, too.
Yeah, he probably would.
He would. Right, gather them all up.
So there you go. There's your little celebrities shopping carts game.
What a stupid game.
Yep, on 99.7 DJ.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we got some great life hacks for you coming up around 7.
Oh, I love those.
Things that will make your life easier. Before that, setting the bar. Why would the friends of Asheville Recreational Trails be in trouble and be a part of our Setting the Bar story?
I can't even imagine why.
Yeah. Well, it's a real thing. And the state's coming down on them. So we'll tell you what happened in your Setting the Bar story here in about 15 minutes. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Pete Davidson was all like, man, Kanye's bonkers. I'm out of here. He, along with, what is it, 5 other people, going to be headed to space.
It's so random.
It is so random.
It's like literally out of left field. It's like, what?
Yeah, okay. Like, you know, William Shatner, he was obviously like the first celebrity to do it because...
And the oldest.
What, did he get that honor?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. And then it was Michael Strahan, right?
Yep.
Back in December. So now Pete, he's going with, oh gosh.
Random CEOs.
Yeah, rich people.
A business professor. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's going to be traveling over 60 miles above the Earth's surface in between the atmosphere and apparently outer space. So it's not
like a 10-minute flight.
Yeah, right. It's a quick trip, but you know, you get to experience weightlessness and you get to see like Earth, you know, from up above. So that in and of itself is pretty cool. But I just think,
man, being Kim Kardashian's boyfriend paying off big
time. I know, right?
That's living his best life.
Right. I mean, just ride the wave, Pete. Ride, yep. Ride the wave.
And when she dumps you, at least you can say, well, I went to space.
Yes, sure. So, Pete Davidson, outer space.
That's great.
To infinity and beyond.
Alrighty.
All right, coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story, and the Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails are in trouble. And They're getting cracked down upon by the state of North Carolina.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big deal. And we're going to explain why coming up in your Setting the Bar story next. Kelly, describe a Setting the Bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So when the Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails is getting into trouble by the state of North Carolina, it's like, man, what did you guys do? Bunch of hippies getting in trouble? I don't know. I say hippies. I don't know if they really are or not. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a banned word printed on your license plate, you're doing okay. And you're like, hang on. Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails? What in the world? So
what are they trying to do?
Yeah, so Carly, she applied for this vanity plate to celebrate the Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails. And the requested plate arrived in the mail. Here's the thing. She used the acronym, according to ABC 13.
The club, Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails, united by, of all things, Carly Cindy's custom license plate. The North Carolina DMV granted and sent Carly the custom FARTSM license plate.
Ah, there it is.
But after receiving a complaint, said it never should have been issued.
Uh-huh.
The text among 9,000 banned by the DMV.
Yeah, her license plate labeled fart.
Oh my gosh.
The Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails.
We printed it, but we didn't mean to. Oh no.
I know. I'm telling you what. So the DMV was like, listen, you can keep the plate. You just can't keep it on your car. All right.
Oh,
keep the plate,
really?
But you can't keep it on your car. So
imagine though, the chuckle that a police officer would get if they were to ever get pulled over.
Yeah. So Carly is like, hey, I was just hoping that they would take the word off the banned list because it's not really a bad word.
Well, no.
Yeah. And so that didn't happen. So anyways, she can't legally have it on her truck anymore. But
oh, it's tragic.
But the DMV.
It's pretty funny when you look at it.
And the state of North Carolina is all like, listen, it shouldn't have been sent to you. But now that it's there, we can't make you like throw it away. Keep it.
Right.
Sure. But you can't keep it on your truck.
All the jokes. Driving around the fart truck.
Right. It's the fart truck. The Friends of Asheville Recreation Trails. Oh, what a great acronym that is, by the way.
It's so great.
Uh-huh. All right. So there you go. Set at the bar. Small example of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get your fart license plate through on the DMV, then you're doing okay.
Has anybody checked if we can do that in Kentucky?
Man, that
is that banned here?
That is a good question. I don't know if it's a state by state thing or if it's a federal thing, but
I don't know.
Someone should try.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, we got a brand new phone tap for you right around 7:30. And then if you miss that, we'll replay it at 9:30 for you. We also are going to dive into some of the craziest Tinder date stories you've ever been on. So if you got one, you want to send it in early. That'd be cool.
We're living vicariously through you guys because Ben and I we've never been on Tinder dates before.
No, haven't. Happily married. I'm all right. Great life hacks with a question mark. Someone is jumping on TikTok and saying, look, I got one for you. But I want to pass it along to you. And maybe this is a life hack that you could use on the way coming up next. All about making your life easier here on the show, right? So some of the best life hacks of all time, just running down some of them. Like, I had no idea about the whole chilling wine with frozen grapes. Some people like chilled wine, but don't like the extra water that ice provides. Freeze grapes, stick those in your glass instead of ice cubes.
Interesting.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It makes sense.
Or wine ice cubes, cooking with wine. All you have to do is just freeze little individual packets of wine so you can have that for cooking. These are like life hacks like this. You can fix flip-flops easily by doing this simple little hack where you take one of those plastic sandwich ties that it's not a twist tie, but it's like the plastic sandwich bag holder, you know?
Okay.
You take that and put that on the bottom of your flip-flop to prevent the little thing that goes between your toes from coming out. So
interesting.
Yeah. Like these little life hacks are all over the place. This one is interesting. And I don't know where I put this on the scale of like grapes as ice cubes, but some woman on TikTok decided that, you know what? I've got an amazing life hack I'm going to share with everyone. And it's going to make grocery shopping easier.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
All right. Instead of using bags, take your suitcase to the store instead. Like the kind
would look a little crazy, wouldn't it?
Like the kind that have wheels and a pop-up handle. Yeah, do that. So she posts this on TikTok, and she uses the shopping cart at the store, but like has the suitcase on the bottom of it. You know, they're just kind of sitting there. And then when she checks out, she puts all her groceries in the suitcase and just rolls away. She says it's easy. It's especially useful to her. Now, she walks to the store, so she's within walking distance of the grocery store.
But maybe that's easier for her if she's not driving.
But even if you drive, it might make getting stuff into the house a little easier.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not with the haul that I had here recently. I mean, when I was checking out, she was like, you might need another cart. I got it all in one cart, but they would not fit in my suitcase.
Well, maybe this is for someone that is without like kids and
I think if you've got a family's worth of groceries though, this is not going to work for you. Also, they might question you if you're walking in with the suitcase, like, are you planning on buying those things? Like, it kind of looks a little like you're trying to shoplift, wouldn't it?
It does look sus. That's for sure.
It does look sus. I feel like, I don't know if all of us can pull that one off. I don't know. I'm not going to try. I personally am not going to try. Listen, I'm too nervous to try the scan and shop. You can just scan it as you go.
Oh, you mean in the aisle?
Yeah. I've been a little nervous to try that.
I've never tried that. Like,
I know. I want to, though. That could be a life hack.
I'll do the self-checkout, but...
Yes. Like, no, you can do scan and shop.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that. Hashtag life hacks here.
I know.
On 99.7 DJX. We're just talking about... using a suitcase as a life hack for the grocery store.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. Like, if I saw somebody roll up in the grocery store with a suitcase and then putting things in it, I might go say, hey, have you seen that person over there? Like, I might mention it to someone that works there. I might.
Chris, go ahead with your grocery store hack.
So check it. You're talking about life hacks and dealing with groceries?
Uh-huh.
Laundry hampers. You put laundry hampers in your trunk area. You put the bags in the laundry baskets.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dang.
And you just make like two trips carrying laundry baskets in.
That's a good
Chris,
one.
It's 2022, but you're living in 2032. I mean, you're living in the future, my friend. Good one. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Chris.
I like that. Yeah, that can work.
Yeah, Casey even backs up Chris on text, says, Aldi's big clothes basket. That's all you need.
There it is.
Dang.
That's awesome. Now, see, that I can do. Because, again, you're not walking through the grocery store with, like, a suitcase. Or, you know, don't bring the hamper in because, of course, they sell those there. So you don't want to make it look like, you know, this is mine. I didn't steal this one.
Right.
Yeah, just keep it in the trunk. Genius.
Feel good stories. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Hidden Valley Ranch is coming up with something they're calling Carrots and Ranch. And they spell carrots C-A-R-A-T-S.
Was that like a diamond?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They've literally created a man-made diamond out of their ranch seasoning.
Hang on, what?
And now it's for sale on eBay.
Okay.
And it's a 2-carat diamond. Like, this is a sizable rock they made last year in a 5-month process. They got a geologist to help.
Right.
They started with heating the dry ranch seasoning to a scorching 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, transformed it to graphite. Then it was crushed under 400 tons of pressure for 2 months, eventually creating the diamond. Polished it up, put it on a white gold band with the initials HBR-LVR for Hidden Valley Ranch Lover.
Okay.
Engraved on the side. And more than 70 bids have been placed on it. It's over... $12,450 was the latest bid.
Oh my gosh.
And it's going to end on Thursday, just in time for National Proposal Day, which is the 20th. And they're doing it for a good cause. They're going to raise money for Feeding America. Nonprofit.
Okay.
So that makes it a feel good. You could get a ranch diamond made from Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning.
Interesting. Wow.
What a time to be alive,
what
right?
What a time to be alive. All
yeah.
right.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Jody wrote to us, I'm a big fan of your hilarious phone taps, and I'm hoping that you can come up with one for my husband Dan's birthday next week.
Okay.
He runs his own plumbing company with about a dozen employees, and I know he answers the phone in the morning. Can you guys call him?
Yeah, so Robert Hossenpepper had some work done recently, but needs to talk to Dan about what one of his... I don't know, workers, employees, left behind. All right.
Okay.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello. Plumbing and heating.
Hi, the name's Robert Hossenpepper. You actually had a guy to my place the other day to install a new shower, and I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your business. I hope you're happy with the work we did on the shower.
Well, no, the shower's not the issue. That works great. You did a great job on that. Problems with the toilet next to the shower. Ever since your guy left, it's been clogged. And I mean really clogged.
Oh, well, I don't have your paperwork in front of me at the moment, but do you happen to remember the name of the plumber that we sent over?
No. Here's the thing. I wasn't here when he was working. Let him in, do the shower. Then I had to leave for work. But I know the toilet was working fine when I left. Then when I came home later, it was clogged.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, without knowing the specifics of the plumbing in your house, it just seems unlikely that any work he did on the shower would affect the toilet, you know, like that. You're sure it was working before?
Of course I'm sure. Look, maybe I'm not being clear enough. You know what I think happened? I think your guy decided to relieve himself, left me with a real log jam down there.
Okay. No. All right, well, wait, let's just wait a second. Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I mean, my employees... always avoid using the client's facilities whenever possible. And if he did, I highly doubt he would have left it with clock.
Oh, he most certainly took a big old hairy dump. And do I need to get in there and collect the DNA sample that proves it was your guy?
Sir, that won't be necessary. Let's not dwell on how this happened, okay? I'll have someone out to your house for the end of the day and we'll...
Well, I better not be paying for this either. Who knows what's stuck in my drain? What'd that guy eat for breakfast anyway? I've been spraying hairspray.
There'll be no charge for fixing the toilet. I can send someone out right away.
Well, I want a different guy. Don't send me Poopy McPooperson back here again.
Yes, fine. I'll send a different plumber for you. Can I have your address?
Well, right now I'm here at the radio station.
What? What? I thought... You said this is for your home, right?
I did. Dan, hey, it's Ben Davis. And what I meant to say was this is a phone tap, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap in honor of your birthday.
Really? I'm on the radio now.
Yep, say hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good. Man, Jody has had me listen to these things before. I never thought you'd be able to get me, man.
Well, must have been a while ago because I've been Robert Hossenpepper for a while now.
You have. It's been quite a run. Listen, yeah. if you had to pick one employee, who do you think is Poopy McPooper?
Exactly. Because you know he had an employee in his brain. Man, I bet it was Jeff.
It's probably Jeff.
Yeah,
it Jeff.
Probably is Jeff. All right, that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. So Tara is a divorced mom. She's also a teacher, and she's trying to get back into the dating scene, right?
Uh-huh.
So she jumps on TikTok, tells this story of this situation where her Tinder date joins her to get coffee. Well, I'll let her describe.
So I get on Tinder. I match with a guy. He says, I want to see you today. And I said, well, I only have a 45-minute window before I have to go and pick up my children. We'll just meet for coffee. I'm like, okay, cool. And mind you, I was a teacher at the time, so I'm wearing professional clothing. So I'm there at the coffee shop. He enters, and he is wearing SpongeBob SquarePants flannel pants.
Okay. Okay. So he comes in.
He showed up to their date wearing SpongeBob flannel pajama pants?
Yep. And she continues.
And giant wolf slippers.
And oh, giant wow. slippers.
And I see three of my current students walk in and sit The whole time I'm thinking, they know I'm on a date.
When you see, first of all, it's crazy to see one of your teachers outside of school anyways.
I know, it's kind of jarring at first.
But to see a teacher on a Tinder date with a guy who is clearly disheveled, wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas and slippers at a coffee shop must be insane.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. I mean, I don't know a lot of guys that are going to walk out of the house where to go anywhere, even, well, maybe Walmart. But most guys are not wearing wolf slippers and pajama pants, especially on a date.
A first date. Yeah.
A first date. Who does that? That had to have been a bet. That couldn't have been real.
So Tara's experience is pretty funny. Susie texts us and says, we met up for a movie, didn't have dinner. It was literally just a movie. And one day he starts texting me, wanting me to move in with him.
Oh my gosh.
Have his babies. Said he already had names picked out after one day.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Skipped a few steps there, didn't we?
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, flattering. Oh. Yes. But we all want to feel wanted and needed. But that's a little excessive.
Kelly, it's a good thing that that person didn't come around you earlier in your life.
I probably would have said yes.
You'd have been like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. Brett and Carl sounds great. Let's roll.
You know what sounds crazy? Will you marry me? Uh-huh. You know what sounds even crazier? Yes.
Yeah, right. Got a text from Erica. After a sort of an awkward date with the guy, he drove me to a cemetery late at night and showed me his dad's grave. Told me his dad died when he was 8, but he could tell that his dad would have really liked me.
Oh my gosh.
Then she goes like, dude, I barely even know you, LMAO.
No, seriously, that is a very sweet gesture once you have been in an established relationship for a long time, but not on a first date.
So talking crazy Tinder dates that you've been on, Dan, real quickly. He says, a girl once asked me to fight her ex-boyfriend shirtless for her entertainment. Sadly, he beat me up very badly. I ended up with a black eye and bruised ribs.
Oh,
the girl kissed me on the cheek. The bruised ribs and black eye healed up, but the kiss on the cheek lasted forever.
OMG.
Brad said, went on a date with this cute girl. We talked for about an hour and she felt more fascinated when I brought up my cats. She was very eager to meet them, so we proceeded to go to my place, spent a few hours just playing with my cats. She was about to leave, and before she put her shoes on to go, she said to me, oh, I forgot something, and went to grab my youngest kitten, picked him up, and wanted to walk out with him. I stopped her, asked her what she was doing. She replied, oh, I thought you'd let me adopt him. Like, like, girl, get out of here, LOL.
She's going to straight up just, she was gonna, like, catnap.
Right. She was going to steal his cat.
She was going to steal a kitten.
Okay,
what is happening?
Crazy Tinder dates. All right, so wait for the end of this. A message in from a listener says she had just got out of the hospital and a snap blizzard hit, like snowstorm.
Oh, unexpected.
Yeah, so the bus had dropped her off, but no taxi or Uber dared drive out to get her, so she was stranded at a Waffle House.
Oh, no.
Follow me. So I took my Jeep Grand Cherokee the 100 miles in the snow to meet her for the first time and to save her.
Drove 100 miles for a first date?
Yep.
In a blizzard.
Yeah, Tinder date. I made it 90% of the way. Hit some black ice.
No.
Slid sideways into a power pole.
Oh, wow.
The guy that lived there pulled out his tractor trailer and pulled me off the pole.
Oh, no.
So I continued my journey as the knight in my shiny smashed armor. He continues. I made it to the Waffle House to pick her up. Her door doesn't open because it was smashed in.
Oh my gosh.
So she climbs over from the other side, casually brushes aside the bits of broken glass from a shattered window.
Oh my gosh.
We proceed to drive 25 minutes in the snow while freezing air is tossing her post-surgery hair around.
We made casual
conversation. We get to her house and I get out so she can climb back over my seat to get out. She thanks me and we literally part ways. 4 years later, we are happily married, going through IBS to have a daughter.
What?
Isn't that wild?
What? What?
A Tinder date turned rescue turned wedding.
You know what? Wedding. That is a happy ending. I didn't know we needed.
I know.
But yes, that made it all worth it.
Yeah, so crazy Tinder dates there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Kelly.
No surgery hair. Kelly.
I know, right? I'm just picturing it all in my head.
I painted a very vivid picture.
As the story went on. All right, coming up, I got a game for you, all right?
Oh, I love games.
It is a game like The Price is Right.
Oh, now, fun.
Now, do you remember The Price is Right? I think it's still on, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Drew Carey, I believe, is the host.
I think he's still the host, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea, the object of the game is you try to determine the price of objects, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to play Gas Price is Right.
Oh, this is...
You're going to have to name things that are more expensive than the price of an average gallon of gas. All right, let's play the Gas Price is Right. Kelly, I'm going to give you some items. You just tell me whether they are more or less expensive than a gallon of gas. The national average for gas right now is $4.32 a gallon. All right?
Yikes.
So, is and are these items more expensive or less expensive than a gallon of gas? You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Crunchwrap Supreme at Taco Bell.
Oh, that's still got to be less, right?
Got to be less.
That's less.
At $3.99, it is less.
Yeah.
Congratulations. One for one.
And more delicious.
Yes, exactly. What about an oven mitt that says I'm baked?
Oh.
More or less expensive than a gallon of gas?
Oven mitt. I feel like, you know, it sounds like a designer oven mitt, so it's probably a little bit more expensive than a gallon of gas.
So you're going to say more.
I'm going to say more.
All right. At $14.99, you are correct.
Look at that.
Two for two.
Wow.
Man.
Oven mitts cost $14?
Well, this oven mitt does.
I haven't bought one in a while.
You don't really use oven mitts for the microwave, do you? All right. The gas price is right.
Wait a second. I made fish sticks last night. I needed an oven mitt.
The national average is $4.32. A Subway 6-inch oven-roasted chicken sub.
Oh, that's more expensive. Subway's gone way up, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no, their prices are crazy now. Yeah, nope, that's more expensive.
$5.19, it is more. You are correct.
Yep.
Man, you are flawless right now.
Thank you.
You are flawless. What about a tin of Mr. Rogers' Encourage Mints?
Oh, mints?
Yeah.
I feel like those are cheaper than a gallon of gas.
Okay. Gallon of gas is $4.32 the national average right now. A tin of Mr. Rogers Encourage Mints.
Uh-huh.
$3.99. Look at that.
Wow.
She cannot be stopped, folks. She cannot be stopped. You can only hope to contain her.
Can't contain me.
What about women's socks that say, I never fart?
Wait, where can you find those? I feel like I need to buy those ASAP.
Or maybe they'll be a birthday present for you in October.
I feel like those, again, sound like designer socks. So I'm going to say more expensive than a gallon of gas.
Wow. At $12.99, wow. You are correct.
Wait, you'd spend $12 on my birthday? That is the sweetest thing ever.
You deserve it, Kelly. I got a couple more. Do you want a couple more? I mean, so far, you are literally flawless.
I'm batting 1,000. Let's do it.
National average for gas, $4.32. It's Gas Price is Right, more or less expensive than a gallon. Foam rubber nunchucks.
Foam rubber nunchucks. I'm going to say those sound a little pricey, probably in the fitness section. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and say more expensive.
Wow, $9.99. You are correct.
I've never really shopped for nunchucks before.
Well, there you go. All right, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Poop-shaped lollipop. I had to do some digging on these.
I bet. Just one lollipop?
Yeah.
Not a package. I'll say less expensive.
Is it less expensive? Wow! $3.99. Kelly, you are 100% on that game.
Oh my gosh, what's my prize? Are you going to fill up my tank? Because it's going to run you about 60 bucks.
No, I'll give you a, you know, poop-shaped lollipop or some women's socks that say I never fart. You know?
That's great.
Cart's full for me. There you go. That is the Gas Price is Right here on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly.
Okay. So, dancing grannies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're gearing up for their St. Patrick's Day parade in their town of Wisconsin. And this is a big deal because it's the first time they're going to be on the parade route again since the Christmas parade that was struck with tragedy.
Mm.
I'm talking about Waukesha, Wisconsin. Remember when the van plowed through the parade route?
Dang, yeah.
Killed six people.
Oh, gosh.
Three of those people that died in that was one of the, they were members of the dancing grannies.
These 21 ladies are grannies in training.
I messed up a little bit, but it's okay. We got right back on step.
They're sporting granny strong bracelets and shirts with the names of those who died. And at the St. Patrick's Day parade, each dancing granny will wear this patch, honoring the four members lost in that senseless attack.
They would want us to keep going, to strive for excellence, to be better, to grow.
We're going to have tears behind our smiles, and it's going to be a very emotional day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so three of the members died, and then one of the granny's husbands was kind of the fourth member tied to their group that was lost in there. One of the other grannies was injured, but she is now back, and she's dancing again with them.
Oh, good.
So that's the great, you know, feel good about it. Now, here, you probably haven't heard a lot about this in the news. It hasn't really been covered, but they've raised $6.2 million for the victims, this United for Waukesha Community Fund. And then the person responsible is going to go to trial in October facing 70 charges.
Okay.
So hopefully justice will be served.
All right.
You can see the video of the dancing granny. See them get ready. They're super precious at WDJX.com.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
If ever you've got a situation in your life and you're like, I don't know who to turn to, you can always message us and we'll toss it out to our listeners and try to get you some help in your situation. And especially when, like, clock's a ticking. It's happening this weekend. And you're like, yeah. I need to know what to do with this.
I don't know if, because a lot of times we say, well, maybe there's people listening that have some life experience they can share. I'm not sure if there's going to be many that have been in this position.
Yeah, so there are some secrets that could be uncovered at the Celebration of Life coming up.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Up like all places.
Yep.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly, you want to tackle this one?
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show so much. Always listen to the podcast to hear what I missed.
Thank
love
you.
That.
Yeah.
I was wanting to ask your advice on some group therapy.
All right.
A little smiley face emoji. It's a big family disagreement, and I'm afraid it's going to cause what's supposed to be a good day and turn it into a big drama show.
Mm.
My husband's brother unfortunately passed away almost a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were very close, best friends and family. He also loved your show so much and is part of why he is forever in a good mood, happy, laughing through everything. And because of this, we didn't want to have a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
A month after his death date, we're having a big celebration of life at a party hall. But the problem is the fact that his one flaw was that he was in a relationship with two women at the time of his death.
Oh.
Both of them long enough that they both have asked me to mention them in the little eulogy I'm reading.
Oh.
Now, only a few friends and family members knew, and I know they'll both show up.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't married to either. Both relationships were around very close to the one-year mark. And honestly, he just didn't know how to fix it without hurting them both, so he let it go on too long.
Oh, wow.
They do know each other, all went to school together, but do not know they were both involved with him.
Oh.
How do I handle this?
Oh, dang.
Of course, without making my brother-in-law look horrible for the one thing he did wrong because of all the good he's done in our community and family.
Yeah.
Let my procrastination win once again. It's this weekend. I only have a few days to try to figure this out.
Oh,
thanks,
gosh.
Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
He loved the show, and I know he's looking down and loving that I'm asking you guys for advice on this.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I mean, thank you for coming to us and reaching out, and I am you know, sorry to hear of your loss, and, you know, death is not a funny subject, and it's just...
No, it's never easy.
Yeah.
And this can absolutely compound the situation, I think. I know you want to have a positive feel to this memorial. You're celebrating his life
mm-hmm.
and everything he brought to your family and the community, and there are some people that were special to him, but... incorporating them into the memorial, I understand, could really be bad.
Eric reaches out and says, I hate it when someone lies during a eulogy. Like, he was such a great person. I've told my family to tell the truth. Tell them that I was a complete ass. She needs to have a conversation with these two ladies. Let them know what's going on, not blindside them. Maybe have them stand up and tell a few things about the joys of dating this guy.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting
take. That's really
take.
Good. I do think that maybe the best... way to do this is to talk to the girls ahead of time.
I don't know. I mean, this is a very niche thing to ask, but I don't know if you've ever been in this situation and can impart some of your life experience on our listener here, but we'd love to hear it. 502-571-9970. We've got a group therapy right out of a Carrie Underwood song.
So
yeah, so I guess just to fill you in on what's happening here, we got a listener. Her brother-in-law passed away. She has to read the eulogy at the ceremony this weekend, but her brother-in-law carried on a relationship with two different women who asked to be mentioned but don't know about one another.
Yeah, so this is a more of a celebration of life.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a funeral, but there's just a couple of family members that knew that he was dating these two women, and I guess he just couldn't figure out who he loved more, so he just kind of let them both go on longer than they should have, and now these two women want to be included in the celebration of life, but they didn't know about each other.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey there.
Why doesn't she just say in the eulogy that he... had a special relationship with a very special lady. He doesn't have to mention a name, and each one will think that she's talking about her.
Man, doesn't that get awkward, though, if they do? You're right. That is glossing over it with a very, like, broad brush.
Yeah. I mean, if they happen to find out after the fact that they both were involved because they're chatting each other up over a refreshing adult beverage, that's one thing. But she didn't out them
that's
or
true.
Him yeah. in the eulogy itself.
That is true. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here's the danger with that, though. A lot of people just mentioned, you can say, oh, many friends that he loved and his girlfriend and that kind of thing, and just kind of not mention a name. But then if both of them are there, then they're mingling after people say the things, and then people are like, oh, how'd you know him? Oh, I was his girlfriend. If they both are introducing themselves as his girlfriend to all the people, that's where drama can happen.
I am picking up a lot of people that are saying, why are they asking to be named?
Yes.
Like, name checked. If he wasn't married to either one of them.
Right.
Like, why not maybe name both of them, but then name a bunch of other people that he would have loved or were close friends?
Yes.
Throw them into a bunch of names. Maybe it's, that was my take on that.
Now, several people did mention having a discussion with them privately before all this.
What do you think about that?
I feel, I don't know. There's a couple of ways to think about this, because if you do give them the heads up,
mm-hmm.
you risk breaking their hearts even more
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they're already grieving the loss of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out, well, you weren't the only one.
Okay.
But you could be warding off potential drama at the memorial service, or you could be inviting it. Like, what if they decide, well, I'm going to show up and let people know what he did, you know, that stuff. It just depends on if these women could end up being vengeful.
All right. So listen to me carefully. I've got the 100% perfect thing that you need to do.
Oh, you figured it out?
So not only do you need to have, I'm assuming people are going to be filming this, right? But
yes.
You need to name check both and just say his girlfriend, Becky, and his other girlfriend, Cheryl, then let them discover that right there and be filming and watch it all go down.
What is the matter with you? I do not think that that's just, the best way to do that.
I'm thinking of the radio show, not necessarily your family and of your of your ceremony. I feel like your brother-in-law would appreciate that.
No, obviously, listen, he did not want to hurt either one, which is why he couldn't break up with one of them. That's the whole reason why this went on as long as it did. It is unfortunate timing, but he could not make a choice in life.
Okay.
And so now I don't know. I'm getting hives. I feel like I'm
getting hives. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I think you say it is a bunch of special people in his life.
Yeah.
They are among the two.
Yes.
And if they're having drinks at the after party and they're like, oh, how did you know him? Oh, how did you know him? And they're like, oh, and then let it happen naturally. Like this stuff is probably going to come out. Think about it. Like this is, he's not there to keep it in check anymore. It's gonna come out.
Okay. So then does the family just play dumb like they didn't know and just let it kind of like reveal itself organically? Is that what we're saying now? We're a team play dumb?
Well, I'm not saying it's even going to come out at the celebration of life.
You know it's going to. That's how those things work. People are like milling around. They're meeting strangers who all have this common bond in the person that they're honoring.
Yes.
And they're going to be, how did you know him? Oh, I'm his girlfriend. You know, that's going to happen. Both of them will say that.
Okay.
I don't know.
The way you should approach this, and again, this is just our opinion. Like, we've never been in this situation.
No.
Is to, if they're asking to be in it, put them in a long list of names and let it just organically, let nature take its course.
But don't mention, like, who they are to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just say these are some very special people.
And who
loved him very much. Uh-huh. Name is best friend. Name is high school wrestling coach. Name is, you know, his
school wrestling coach.
You know, and then throw their names in it too. Like, you don't have to give them value. Or you know, tell them how they're connected. Let them find out how they're connected.
Okay.
I'm saying let it happen, and then you need to follow up with us next week. Because
Jonathan's like, Ben's making valid points. Think of the show, Kelly. Listen, I'm thinking about the family.
Think of the show.
The family. And not tarnishing his image.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're not tarnishing his image. We're not tarnishing his image.
No.
He's going to be surrounded by people who love him.
Okay.
Okay.
And then let the rest of it work itself out the mingling.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Can we get the details so that we can maybe slip in the back?
Right.
I mean, I feel practically invited that he was a fan of the show.
All right. Well, I make light of all this. It is very tragic, and I'm sorry for your loss.
I know. At the root of this thing, a family is mourning.
Right, exactly.
And so are two women. Now, listen, Jonathan is now saying, let Ben do the eulogy. Problem solved. No, do not do that. That is not a good idea.
Ben, how did you know him? Well, funny you should ask.
Oh, God.
That's group therapy. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, we featured Florida on the show quite a bit. Just, you know, weird random things happen in that state. So this coming from the great state of Florida. You've seen those people that have signs, right, that say free hugs?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. They go up and, you know, give people hugs, or people who need hugs will go up and hug them. Well, Kathy has been doing it, but not the right way. So, Florida, we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without robbing people when you hug them, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, Kathy. That's not what we're doing. So I'm guessing she's not just, like, inviting people to come hug her. Is she just going up and hugging people without asking?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The hugging bandit. She's been called by police. Her name's Kathy. She apparently targets older guys, approaches them outside of stores, acts like she knows them, then gives them a hug, then steals items from their pockets.
Wow.
Bold, right?
I mean, that's pretty bold.
Yep.
Like real Ocean's 13 kind of stuff.
I know. One of the victims actually told the sheriff's department that after this strange encounter with Kathy, he noticed that a credit card was missing from his wallet. The sheriff's office said that apparently Kathy spent nearly $1,000 on just one of the stolen credit cards alone.
Wow. So wait a minute. She was able to lift a credit card from the wallet, like not take the entire wallet, just take a credit card? That's impressive.
Or take the wallet out of the pocket, take the credit card, and then put the wallet back in the pocket.
But seriously, how are you doing that in the course of a hug? That is really, again, she must have had sleight of hand skills.
Are we then congratulating Kathy?
I am just saying, I'm impressed
well,
a little.
Well done.
I am. Well done, Kathy. I mean, I'm glad she was caught, and that's bad.
Sure.
No, let's not do that, but impressive.
Yeah, impressive nonetheless. But yeah, Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without being the Florida robbing granny and robbing people when you're trying to give them a hug.
The hugging bandit.
Yep, then you're doing okay. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Last hour, we were talking about group therapy, where we had a listener reach out. Her brother-in-law had passed away, but she has been charged with giving the eulogy at the celebration of life this weekend. And a lot of people were chiming in on this and talking about it, because apparently brother-in-law left two women who don't know about each other, or I should say two girlfriends who don't know about each other. And
he apparently just could not figure out who he loved more and didn't want to hurt anybody. So just kind of let it go on a little too long. And now the family's in a difficult position because both of the ladies would like to be mentioned in the eulogy. And that could be real awkward if, you know, like you said, they don't know about each other yet.
Our link to the police, Officer Russ, has called us over the years. Now, you've actually been hired to do security at a funeral?
About 10 years ago, I got asked to go work security at a funeral home because of issues like this.
Oh, there were going to be secrets that were going to be uncovered, and they wanted you there just to have law and order.
The family wanted security because they didn't want any knockdown, drag-out fights.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Of course, there was the mistress and the wife, and apparently they didn't know about each other. And, oh, yeah, it didn't get ugly, but they had some screaming matches out in the parking lot.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Thank you, Russ.
Oh, wow. Jenna texted in, my cousin died. Both his baby mamas were there. They forgave him a lot easier in death than life.
Aww.
So it might not be that bad. She said, buy two bottles of whiskey. Say, these are for you girls. You're going to need it. Say, he loved everyone so much that he was so indecisive, primarily with both of you. We know this is a shock, and we've reserved room for further discussions.
Hmm. All right.
That could be one way to go about it.
All right. Well, like I said, if you missed the conversation, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com.
She did text back saying she was listening. She appreciated all of the input, and she will definitely follow up.
All right. So we'll catch up with her next week. All right. If you missed anything else from the show, podcast is a great place to go. The segments are there, and then the entire show will be up there as well. WDJX.com. Click listen.
That's it.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Bye.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.